When you use a different word for an experience than you normally do, you're attaching a new label to it. It's like pushing a different biochemical button in your body. You don't just change intellectually, you change how you feel emotionally. You gotta remember that words are triggering devices. If you doubt this, imagine someone calling you a four-letter word with intensity. Most likely, this will create a physiological, not just mental, change in you. You see, this power to instantly transform human emotions, to either lower or heighten their intensity, I call this transformational vocabulary. Simply adjust your habitual vocabulary. In other words, the words you consistently use to describe your emotions, feelings, or sensations, and you can immediately change how you think, how you feel, and how you live. This is one of the simplest yet most powerful tools for changing virtually anyone's life in an instant. Mark Twain once said, "A powerful agent is the right word." Whenever we come upon one of these intensely right words, the resulting effect is physical as well as spiritual and electrically prompt. What words have the most powerful effect on you? Are they terms of endearment, epithets, exclamations, or exaggerations? What affects you most? Most people's vocabularies consist of only a few thousand words. When you consider that the English language, which is the largest language in the world, contains between 1/2 and 3/4 of a million words, this means that we regularly use only about 2% of our language. What's worse is that most people only have about a dozen words, maybe a maximum of 20, to describe their consistent emotions. And of these, usually half or more are negative. How many words do you habitually use to describe the way you feel, either to yourself or to other people? Take a moment right now and brainstorm all the emotions you experience in an average week and see what words you use consistently to describe your feelings, or maybe even to create them. Once we put a label on something, we create a corresponding emotion. Nowhere is this truer than with dis-ease in the body. Studies have shown that diagnosis of cancer and heart disease can often produce panic in patients, which then leads to helplessness and depression that can actually impair the effectiveness of the person's immune system. Conversely, studies have proven that if patients are freed or relieved of the depression produced by these labels, and they clearly understand what their body needs to become healthy, then the immune system often experiences an immediate boost. In an interview I conducted with Norman Cousins, he said, quote, "Words can produce illness, words can kill. Therefore, wise physicians are very careful about the way they communicate. Carefully choose the words you use to describe your health and your life." People with impoverished vocabularies live emotionally impoverished lives. People with rich vocabularies have a multi-hued palette of colors with which to paint their life's experience, not only for others, but for themselves as well. What could you do today to expand your emotional palette? What positive or emotionally uplifting words could you add to your habitual vocabulary so you began to feel more? If you were to consistently use these new words, how much more enjoyable would your life be? Which people do you know who lead extraordinarily happy or passionate lives? What words do they consistently use to describe their life's experience that you might want to model and thereby adopt some of their positive emotional patterns?